हरे कृष्णा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण हरे Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radhe, जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतहस् डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रामयी की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्नितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी बैक इन स्कूल अगेन द साउंड ऑफ ऑल द चिल्ड्रन हैविंग फन एवरीवेयर Reminds us of what Krishna consciousness is like. Noisy and fun. Actually, Srila Prabhupada intended our temples to be like schools and colleges. We generally see that it is a tradition for people to go to temples. And when they go to temples, then they bow down, they take darshan, and perhaps offer a little donation, and come away. Can we have the children a little to some distance from here so that we can do our studies in school nicely. I think it's too noisy with the children. If someone can just deal with that. So, people come to temples and offer a little charity or maybe just take a little darshan and then they go home. So that's nice. That's good. At least they're coming to the temple rather than going to the bar. Or perhaps nowadays they first come to the temple and then go to the bar. I don't know. At least I hope they don't go to the bar and then come to the temple. But anyway, they come. So they get some benefit because they have had darshan of the Lord. But the important thing, Srila Prabhupada explained, is that people should be educated about spiritual life. Spiritual life is also a science. It is an art. It is also a very subtle technology which we have to learn. So therefore, systematic learning is very important. Sometimes people ask the question, especially in India, and I'm sure since Sydney is becoming full of many Indians, this question will arise here also. Why should we go to a temple? God is everywhere. Have you heard this argument? God is everywhere, so why should I go to the temple? So Srila Prabhupada answered this question in different ways. One time he said, if God is everywhere, is he not in the temple? Is a temple not part of everywhere? So you can also go to the temple. Why should you object going to the temple? One can rather ask another question to people who raise such points. We can ask them, do you have children? Yes. Do you send them to school? Said yes. Do you teach them at home and do they do homework also? Yes. So if it's important for them to study at home, then just let them be there and do their studies on their own. Why do you send them to school? Would any parent agree to this proposal? Many of you are parents with children. What if your children were to study on their own at home? Home study is different, because then the parents actually take the responsibility for teaching the children. But here, you just leave the children to their own at home. They will study when they feel like it. They will not study if they don't want to. And they don't go to school. So now I want to ask you this question. Why will most parents not agree to this proposal? Any suggestions? Yeah. Okay, yes. One reason, when the children study at home, it's not systematic. Good. So in the school, it is systematic. Then, any other reason? There is association of fellow students at school, whereas at home, they're alone. So what is the impact, or what is the benefit of having association? What difference does it make if they have or they don't have? They would be inclined to study harder. Why? Competition, that may deter people, no? Inspiration, all right. Encouragement, peer pressure or encouragement when you see an atmosphere where everybody else is doing the same thing. Oh, what are you studying? You're studying geography. What are you studying? Okay, I also should study something. So you get encouragement, you get inspiration, you gain strength. Can you also share knowledge with them? Suppose you don't understand something, you ask them. Someone doesn't understand something, he asks you. Did you do all these things when you were in school? So association brings all these benefits. What else? Yes, the parents may not be acquainted with all the subjects. And here we're assuming that the children are studying on their own, not even with the parents. No teacher, studying on their own. So even if the parents teach them occasionally, then they may not know, for example, mathematics or some other painting, something like that. So, yes, whereas in the school, they will be qualified teachers who know their subject. Then? No. No structure or curriculum. That's something like the other point about being systematic. It's not systematic. Yes, facilities. Home doesn't have any facility, but except the beds, which are very tempting every time you feel sleepy, go and sleep. But the school has so many facilities, like laboratories, library, classrooms, playing grounds. Yes, what else? Rules and discipline, very important. At home, if they're studying any discipline, all of your parents, what do you think? Children follow any discipline at home? Very difficult. But in school, every child will follow discipline. At home, they may not follow the discipline, but in school, everybody follows it very properly, and if they're not, they get punished and so on. Any other reason? Okay, the schools are programmed or equipped to ensure that the student progresses, makes progression from one step to another and higher and higher and higher, so that the student doesn't just stay at the same level. Very nice. What else? Well, there are teachers in the school who can give you guidelines. There are authorities. There is a syllabus. What else? I think that's quite a lot. One last point. Yes, that I mentioned, the kids. But nowadays in the schools also, they don't live, started not listening. I travel frequently to the UK. And in the UK, this is one of the professions that is the most difficult professions. In America also, I don't know, I suppose it must be similar in Australia, I'm not sure. But in the UK, the teachers are really bullied by the students, especially when they're older students. By the time they reach the 8th grade, 7th or 8th grade, they really bully the teachers, and sometimes they're very rough. Sometimes they can get physically violent, verbally abusive. And the system is such that the authorities don't do anything about it because of various other reasons. So for teachers, it is very discouraging. In America, the report was that in the 1950s, the common problems among students would be that they would be talkative in class, they would chew gum in the class, they would do mischief in the class, they would not be attentive in class. These were the typical problems in school in America in the 1950s. But in the 2000s, when they did it, 50 years later, the typical problems were guns in school, sometimes shootings, then drugs, drug abuse, children coming intoxicated, teenage pregnancies, gang wars. These are high school problems in America. So nowadays schools are also becoming like that. Places of education are becoming places of miseducation. So in any case, the principle that one needs a school to go to study is very important. In the Vedic times too, the children went to a Gurukul. They lived in the house of the Guru and they learned many things. Now, because the child goes to the school to study, does it mean he or she will not study at home? They will. And because the child can study at home, does it mean you won't send the child to school? No, you will. So similarly, when people say, God is everywhere, I can even do my spiritual life at home. Very good. But you also need a temple. You must do spiritual life at home, undoubtedly. But you also need a temple to go to. You need a school. You need a college where you can be educated in spiritual life. And the same points that you mentioned in favor of sending the child to school apply also for spiritual education, for going to a temple. Did you notice the close parallels? When you want to do spiritual life at home, on your own, without guidance, you don't know what is right, what is wrong. You do whatever you think is right. You may be partly right, partly wrong, fully wrong, whatever it may be. It's not a systematic study or understanding. There is no inspiration, encouragement, etc. from many others who are fellow devotees. It's not something that is programmed to make you progress step by step towards the perfection of spiritual life. So there are many, many such problems. So because of this, one can understand, it is necessary also to go to a temple. So temple, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, is meant to be a school or a college or a university for spiritual education. Training is what is required. Srila Prabhupada placed a lot of emphasis on training and education. And that's what our temples are supposed to be. Srila Prabhupada visualized our ISKCON temples to be such, where devotees and people in general would be trained very systematically in principles of Krishna consciousness. Of course, in the course of training, we also see that it is necessary to practice these things at home and in smaller groups. So we have various other kinds of programs like Bhakti Viksha and other study groups and Bhakti Shastri and many, many other kinds of, or these kinds of satsangs where we meet at locations outside the temple. And for the time being, that serves the role of a temple. But nevertheless, we also need that main central temple where we can all eventually congregate. So now I will ask you some more questions. What if we don't have a temple and we keep on meeting like this everywhere? Today we're meeting in this school, next week we meet in another school or another place, and then somebody's home. Wonderful satsangs we can have. So why not just continue like this? Do we need a temple, a physical place where we can all call our own? What could be the reasons? To make stronger unity, how will that happen? Okay. So what you're trying to say is it is one big family. The family comes together and stays. But does it mean the family members can't go to other places for satsang? They can go? Yes. Just like in a family, you have different members of the family. Someone goes to school, someone goes to university, someone goes for a job, someone goes to the market and comes back, someone goes for a walk. So they all go for their respective purposes and they do their job and come back to the family. So Srila Prabhupada's conception of an ISKCON temple was like this, where it would serve as home for the community of devotees, where devotees could congregate to become one family. And then, of course, at other times, different members go to different places, different satsangs here, there, Bhakti Vriksha, Bhakti Shastri. But then, temple is home. So it creates the family spirit. All the different groups of devotees who have programs at different places eventually congregate at one place. And there is one big family. This is a very important point. So what is another reason why we need a temple like this? Yes. Sorry? Wonderful. Celebrate festivals. Can't we do that here? Can't we have a little Janmashtami here? Or what would you answer? Can't we celebrate festivals outside the temple? Then? Yes, the deities. Can you have deities like Radha Gopinath? Can you have them dressed and decorated and the whole atmosphere like that? Very difficult. So we celebrate festivals in our own home, so it's much easier to manage things. Festivals are a time of joy, of happiness, when all the entire family gets together to celebrate something connected to Krishna. And then there are the deities. There is kirtan. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur says, Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani, that all these Madhava Tithis, the days of Madhava or Lord Krishna, that means the festivals like Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami and so on, they are the mother of bhakti. Why are they the mother of bhakti? Why are festivals the mother of bhakti? They give us, yes, correct, they give us enthusiasm to increase our devotion. Why else? Yes. Okay, good point. On that day, if you do devotional service, it gets magnified. Very nice. What else? Okay, mother feeds, a festival, you get to eat a lot of prasada. Yeah? Also, please note that in every festival, you can practice all the limbs of devotional service. Hearing, chanting, remembering, Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, you have darshan of the deities, deity worship, decorations, various other kinds of services, prasadam preparation, cooking. So all the different limbs of devotional service happen on that one day. So therefore, in the festivals, it's a magnificent occasion for us to increase our devotion. So we must come together to celebrate festivals in the temple. Of course, now our present temple is small. It won't accommodate everybody if everybody goes there. But therefore Krishna is sending, thanks to all the wonderful devotional service all of you are doing, Krishna is now sending you another place where you can gather together in large numbers to celebrate wonderful festivals. And then everybody's devotion will get magnified many, many times. So such things are possible when there is a central temple. What else? Very nice. Temple is also a kind of identity. For what? That we belong to this what? Community and what else? Movement means what? Huh? Philosophy. So we have a certain kind of philosophy which we follow based on certain scriptures as presented by the acharyas. It is not something that happens whimsically. Even in Sydney there are many temples. So we may say, well, I'm going to a temple, but going to any temple, it will not have the same effect. Because there is a philosophy, there is a way to do things. So we have our standard that is set in the temple. Our philosophy, our program, our practices. We also get the identity that, yes, I am an ISKCON devotee, I am a Prabhupada Nuga, I am a Chaitanya follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so on. If we keep going to many, many different places with their different philosophies, then we will end up getting confused. We can respect everyone, but we should follow one. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told this humorous story one time. There was this very rich landlord, and he had an employee. So one time he called the employee and asked him, look, what do you think about this brinjal? What is your view about this brinjal, this vegetable, eggplant? So the employee replied, sir, what do you feel about, what is your esteemed opinion about the eggplant? So the landlord replied, well, it's a nice plant, it's a nice vegetable. Oh yes, my lord, what kind of a vegetable? It is a perfection of Lord Krishna's creation in this world. No vegetable can be found like the brinjal in this world. It is such a vegetable. You can boil it, you can cook it, you can roast it, you can fry it, you can serve it single. It is enough to save the prestige of a poor householder when a guest visits. Just give a little sliced brinjal and then your prestige is protected. So he went on glorifying the brinjal for minutes and minutes together. But then the landlord said, but you know, it has a very strange kind of taste, isn't it? Oh yes, my lord, what to speak about the brinjal? You know, we see now many diseases coming up which are caused by this brinjal. And this brinjal is such a vegetable that, you know, you taste this part of it, it tastes something. When you taste the other part, it tastes bad. And then he went on criticizing the brinjal. So the landlord asked him, well, never mind. What do you think about the potato, tell me? My lord, what is your esteemed opinion about the potato? All right, it's a nice vegetable. Oh yes, my lord, this potato, oh, this glorious, round, beautiful potato. What can you not do with it? You can boil it, you can use it in a curry, you can use it in a vegetable, you can eat it boiled, you can do it in so many forms. And it is cheap, it grows anywhere and everywhere, in hot climates, cold climates. Oh, but it's a little bad on the stomach, it's a very gassy kind of food. Oh yes, my lord, what to speak about the potato? It seems like in God's creation there is no other menace more than this potato. It is the cause of so many diseases in the modern day. You name it, the X disease, why all of these are coming from this potato. And he went on criticizing the potato. Finally the landlord got impatient and he said, look, you are really a strange fellow. When I say the brinjal is nice, then you go on praising the brinjal. And when I express some reservations, then you go on criticizing the brinjal. And similarly with the potato. Don't you have any opinions of your own? So he said, my lord, actually speaking, I am neither concerned with the potato nor the brinjal. I am concerned with you because you pay my monthly salary. So whatever pleases you, I will say. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told this story and then gave the moral of the story. The moral of the story is that there are some people who go to different religious organizations, different spiritual paths, and everywhere they go, they say, yeah, right. They say, yes, this philosophy is right. They nod their heads and agree with it. They go to another temple where there's another philosophy, say, yes, this is also right. That's also right. Go to another place and they agree with that philosophy and spiritual practice as well. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur cautioned us that no, we must be very faithful in following the complete and sublime philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We should not dilute it by going here and there, but going to different places which purportedly give us so much information about spirituality. And nowadays there are so many TV programs and so on and so forth, which could be very misleading. Many times devotees, they come up and say, when they're especially they're very new, well, I ask them, do you come for lectures in the temple? They say, yes, but I see TV when I can't come. There's lots of nice lectures on the TV. So I said, by whom? So they mention some names and they say this. And it's all exactly the same as what we hear. It's Krishna consciousness. But actually speaking, there's so much difference. Because they are not well acquainted with the philosophy, so they think that it's all the same. But the philosophies are very different. So therefore, one needs to hear authoritatively, and some central place has to set a standard. So Srila Prabhupada was very conscious that proper standards should be established in ISKCON. And then he had a whole system whereby standards were formulated, and through a whole hierarchy, then individual temples would follow those standards and propagate those standards and practices so that the community of devotees would be apprised, made well aware of how things were to be done, what was to be done and what was not to be done. Otherwise, spiritual life will not be systematic. If we were all to do things which are according to our own likes and dislikes and whims, then there will be no standards in spiritual life. So this is another reason why the temple is very, very necessary. What are some other reasons why the central temple is necessary? Yes. Okay, very nice. Tranquility, then R, or E, education, medication, or meditation. I hope it's not medication. Meditation, purification, love, E for engagement. So I hope the love and engagement don't have other meanings. Engagement means engagement in devotional service. And love means love for Krishna. So yes, these are nice reasons. Anything else? Yes. 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 Because it's our home, nobody needs an invitation. But there may be other smaller programs which may be meant for certain specific groups of people. A certain group meets regularly every week or something. But temple, everybody is welcome. What else? Yes. Very nice. It represents the holy dham for us. Very good point. Because wherever there is Krishna, wherever Krishna is worshipped and served, and everybody comes there, congregates there, that place becomes like the dham. And Srila Prabhupada said this. He said that living in the liquor bars and so on, these are places in the mode of ignorance. The cities are in the mode of passion. The countryside is in the mode of goodness. And the temples of Lord Krishna are transcendental because they are equal to Vaikuntha. So therefore, for us, they represent the holy dhams. Very nice. What else? Yes. Wonderful. It gives opportunity for service. That was their engagement. The E in temple. So we all get to do so many different services in the temple, which is very important for us. Every one of us needs some seva. What else? Yes. Okay, very nice. We go to temple so that Krishna can see us. Good point. We go to the temple not just to see Krishna, but also to let Krishna see us. Say, Krishna, I have come. I'm marking my attendance. Hey, just imagine, Krishna has taken the trouble to manifest at one place. And he's standing there, playing the flute, patiently waiting, calling us with the flute, and nobody comes. What will Krishna feel? Suppose you are meeting somebody at some place, and you're meeting there just to help them. And you go and stand at that place, and nobody you are supposed to help, none of the people land up there or come there. You will wait and wait and wait. So similarly, Krishna is waiting. He wants to see his devotees. He doesn't want to see an empty temple all the time. He is so happy to see devotees coming together, hearing and chanting, doing services. It pleases Krishna very much. So we also go to the temples to let Krishna see us as much as we go to see Krishna ourselves. Very important point. Anything else? Yes. To collect water, you have to go to the tap. And therefore, through the deity form. Okay, so let me elaborate on that and give another analogy in more detail. The Lord is in Vaikuntha, isn't he? But is he accessible to us? If you want water, imagine there is water in a cloud. Now, can you tap that water from the cloud? Can you reach out to the cloud and take water? You know water is there, but it's not accessible to you. So similarly, the Lord is in Vaikuntha, but he's not accessible to you. Next, it rains from the clouds. That's wonderful. But then the water goes into the mud, into the soil, in the ground. Now it's groundwater. So you want to access that water in the ground, so you have to dig a well. It's such a painful process. That's like the Lord in the heart. So he is in Vaikuntha, but he also manifests in our heart. So that's like a well. But imagine someone comes and gives you a nice cup of fresh water from the well. Says, here, you are thirsty, please drink. So you're sitting comfortably in your chair and you drink. That's like the deity. That's like the temple. But the Lord from Vaikuntha, who is also in the super soul in the heart, has now manifested before us to make himself very easily available to us. So therefore, when we go to the temple, we actually have very easy access to Krishna. Very nice. What else? Yes. Okay, so the temple is like the head office, and the other places where satsang take place are the branch offices. So you can also get your batteries charged every now and then from the branch offices, but you need to go to the head office also. The head office has to be there. Okay, fine. Yes.
Just leave our parents in a nursing home. So maybe one of the nice projects that we have to talk to, maybe in, not today or in the future, there must be an access to our parents, to whoever, like a teenager like me.
Okay, fine. So what you're suggesting is?
Hope of the agent that they will have the remaining days of their life and my life will be access to the temple.
Okay, good point. Very good point. So you have basically mentioned that when people become older, I will paraphrase your words in a different way and say that now they become vanaprasthas, which means they have to go to the forest or the holy places like Vrindavan. And if they can't go there, then they can come and do services in the temple. They can spend a lot of time in the temple. And perhaps if the temple has facility, then they can stay there and render full-time service in the temple. So that's also a wonderful thing that can be done if the temple grows and has that much facility. Okay, very good. Yes. Authorized post office. Okay, what else? Yes, for people who are visiting the city, it happens every time. I'm sure when you travel to other places outside of Australia, you look for an ISKCON temple so you can get prasadam, you can get darshan, you get to meet devotees. I meet many, many people who are not devotees, but they say every time I go abroad, the first thing I look is where is an ISKCON temple. So it serves so many wonderful purposes. Yes. It creates a very lasting impression. The whole atmosphere of the temple, the deities and everything creates a lasting impression on children and actually even on adults. Nice, yes. To attain peace, yes, that is part of the tranquility, T-E-M-P-L-E, tranquility, peace. We also go to see Srila Prabhupada, yes, because that is the place where all the people, the devotees are united together in one family. And I'll give another one reason before we move on. Don't you get to associate with a lot of other devotees? Even senior devotees, you get to hear from so many different devotees. Maybe when devotees come, senior visiting devotees come, they may go to some places, but not all the places. But certainly they will be at the temple for some time. So we can get to hear from them, we can get to associate with them when we go to the temple. So in this way, there are numerous benefits. One could go on and on. But there are numerous benefits. And that is why Srila Prabhupada actually had this concept of temples, where temples would be the center. In the early days of the movement, there were only devotees living in the temples. There weren't devotees living anywhere else. Then gradually as time went on,
Now there are very few devotees living in the temple, and 95% of the devotees live outside. So the whole pattern has changed. But still, the role of the temple as a central focal point for uniting the community of devotees, for being a central place for worship, for festivals, for hearing, chanting, congregating, associating and making friends with each other, etc., that remains very importantly. So therefore, these different groups and congregations that we have, and this issue I usually address everywhere, and this is a topic that comes up in all places, wherever we go. There is something called unity in diversity. There is diversity, devotees are different, but there is still a unity, because everybody is following Krishna consciousness, everybody is following Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, one becomes actually united as a family, serving in our ISKCON temples. Srila Prabhupada said one time that he created ISKCON for one important purpose, and one purpose only, and that is to give association of devotees to the people of this world. That's all. Because from this one point, association of devotees, everything comes. So therefore, it is necessary for all of us to avail of the benefits that come about as a result of having a temple. And then we also have many programs going around because the city is very large, communities are there, and different programs are there. And then there is a cementing force that binds and unites everybody together under the very benign, merciful gaze of Srila Prabhupada. Because ultimately we are all members of this one wonderful Krishna conscious family. So these are some reasons why we can stay here. Today it was your lecture. Not my lecture. You gave all the answers, very wonderful answers. So now when our new temple comes up, please do participate in a nice way. Remain focused so that together in a spirit of unity, everybody can move this wonderful project forward. And Srila Prabhupada, I'm sure, will be very, very pleased. What is the time now? Tonight, so it's quite late. So we'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
So when we request people, suppose I request my friends to come to the Hare Krishna temple, ISKCON temple, because they go to many temples over here in western suburbs. They say that the main deterrence for going to the ISKCON temple is the distance. So what can we say regarding that, when it's actually 40 kilometers? And
yes, that is a difficulty. That is definitely there. Inconveniences of different sorts do exist. So we can do the best, whatever we can in our circumstances. We can try and do whatever is possible for us. If we make an attempt, then Krishna will help us and we can do something to come. Of course, it's very hard for everybody to come regularly, even if they are staying very close to the temple, because they have to go for work. They have responsibilities at home, they have many other things to do. So even for those who are staying close by, it is hard to come in busy city life. So for those who are staying far away, it's even more difficult to come. But effort can be made, surely, and one can try to come as often as possible. Any other question? Hare Krishna.
Something to tonight.
Okay.
Just one shloka of Bhagavad Gita.
Machitta madgata prana bodhayantas parasparam kathayantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna says in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the characteristics of his pure devotees, which is our aspiration. What should we be like? What should an ideal devotee of Krishna be? Machitta, one who is always thinking of Krishna. Chitta means consciousness. Mat means me. So one who is conscious of me, Krishna says. In other words, one who is Krishna conscious. So a pure devotee of the Lord is always conscious of Krishna, is always remembering Krishna. The second point, madgata prana. The devotees consider Krishna to be their life and soul, the most precious thing in their life. The devotees may have their bank balance, they may have their jewelry, they may have their cars, they may have their homes and gadgets, which may all be very valuable from different points of view. But the pure devotees understand that Krishna is actually their most valuable possession. They have a sense, a possessive spirit towards Krishna. This is called mamatva. You see, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, when we surrender, we come to Krishna and we say, I am yours. Meaning that now I have surrendered to you. Tava asmi, this is a Sanskrit word. Tava asmi means I am yours, my dear Lord. So which is wonderful. But that is only the beginning of devotion. It's not the end. Surrender is where devotional service really begins. But when that tava asmi, or I am yours, matures and reaches its peak, like in the residence of Vrindavan, then it becomes not that Krishna, I am yours, but Krishna, you are mine. This is called mamatva. Do you see the difference? For ordinary surrender, we say, Krishna, I am yours. But the Brajabasis, they used to think, Krishna is mine. Krishna is my property, my most valuable possession. And therefore I must keep him very safely in my heart, securely, so that he cannot escape from there. Just as we guard our wealth, we guard our assets, we guard our prestige and situation in society, so the pure devotee will guard Krishna within his heart, considering and understanding Krishna to be his most priceless jewel. So that is madgata prana, second symptom. The third symptom, bodhayantas parasparam kathayantas cha mam nityam. Amongst themselves, they are always talking about me, Krishna says. Parasparam. Parasparam means amongst one another. Kathayantas, they are always speaking. Mam nityam, always they speak amongst each other about them, about me, about Krishna. They don't discuss gossip. They don't discuss things that are not connected to Krishna. But they are always absorbed in talks about me. So these are the three primary symptoms which Krishna mentions for pure devotees. So which are the three symptoms? Number one, machitta, which means always think of Krishna. Second one, somebody from here? Madgata prana, to think of Krishna as one's life and soul, one's most priceless, prized possession. And third, always the devotees always speak about Krishna amongst each other. So these are the, so this is the parting message. Hare Krishna. So there is Tava Asmi and there is Mama, Mamatva. Yes, Mamatva means mine. Krishna is mine. Okay, one last question, if anyone has. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, what if someone says that we can have a deity in the house and celebrate the festivals and do everything just like we do in the temple? So what is so special about the deity in the temple?
Will you get the association of devotees like you do in the temple? Will you get the kind of atmosphere that is there in the temple? And the deities in the temple are worshipped with a very strict standard. The deities at home are worshipped with a standard that is somewhat concessional, lax, necessarily because it is a home. The standards are never equal to that in a temple. The standard of cleanliness, the standard of punctuality, the standard of what is offered when and where. So the deities in the temple have been actually properly installed. So you get all the other benefits. It's not that we shouldn't celebrate festivals outside. As I said, these are all wonderful things to do. But when you come to the temple, then you get the association of devotees, which is not possible at home. And the entire family comes together. When it's home, only one group can come together. But when it's the temple, then everyone comes together. Yes? All right. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. So what is the program now? We should have a little kirtan, or just 5 minutes of kirtan to conclude. I had been asked to speak on this topic of why we should stick with our ISKCON temple, so I tried to do justice, I hope to. So that, because these are questions people may ask you, why should we go to the temple? We can just do it at home, and so on. So these are some very logical answers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.